kingdom timing. You know the timing you win, you don't know the timing you lose. Let me review. You have to have a resolve in your life to leave the trauma of the past behind. We talked about these areas yesterday. To begin worship in a fresh and new way. Decree that a new wave of the Holy Spirit will overtake you. Declare that the seeds you have sown will sum up and manifest increase. That's so important. Receive the angelic host that will lead you into a new dimension of breakthrough. Let the healing flow of God burst forth. Declare your resources will multiply. Talked about that yesterday, right? Okay. Now, we need a renewed spirit in our lives. A renewed spirit of the power of God that operates within us on a regular basis. And that renewed spirit is so important in our daily life, just daily life. You know, it's just not, you know, for Sunday only. You break out the spirit on Sunday only, and that's about all she wrote through the week. No, that's not how it works. You function in the Holy Spirit. That's how it works in your life. And we have to continue our thinking on this matter because we have to go forward in the Spirit of the Lord. Remember the whole person. Some people just, you know, forget about body, mind, and spirit. They're just, you know, they just overcome themselves and they lose the battles because they forget body, soul, and spirit. Here's what 1 Thessalonians 5:23 tells us, all right? 1 Thessalonians 5:22, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's where people get confused, okay? Everybody understands the body. I mean, we got that pretty well understood. It's the soul and spirit part of us that we have trouble with. Now, the body, we talk about the body. That's the natural senses, what you can see, hear, taste, touch, smell. You know, that's the body. You walk down the street, you eat. Okay, that's pretty well covered. It's the soul and spirit that we're struggling with. The soul and spirit. Well, doesn't the Bible say the flesh wars against the spirit? Yes. Yes. But all three of them make up the entire person. Remember, man is spirit, has a soul, and lives in the body. All right? Look at that passage right there. Because normally, most Christians turns it around. We confuse the order. Let me tell you a tip here for Bible study. Order of words in the Word make a priority difference. How things are written make a priority difference, especially in the Hebrew language and the Greek language, which is basically based on some other things. It's how it lines up. So this passage, spirit is the most important thing you have. Soul is second and body's third. See, a lot of people primped their body. They get ready for work and they dial up, don't they? We make sure, you know, our teeth are brushed, our hair's looking good. We go to gymnasiums to keep that body in shape. Some of us need it more than others. And at the end of the day, we've done great things for our body. We perfume it. We buy products to make it smell better. Come on, right? We wash it from head to toe. But the soul and spirit is never considered. There's people right now, Christians, quote unquote, that are more concerned with their body than they are their soul and spirit. Because they have no idea how that works. They don't. I don't want to be critical, but I just know I'm a pastor. I hear him talk. Because they've been taught certain things, and what they've been taught certain things is about as shallow as can be. They don't have the depth of the spirit nor understand how the soul works, but they know how the body works. See, that's why it says, may your whole soul, your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now, with all this going on, let me ask you some questions. Jamie does such a good job on the questions. I enjoy his questions. All right? Now, I'm going to give you some comments and questions today because there's a warhead going on. It's not going to get any better. I hate to be a prophet of doom, but it's not going to get any better. I pray it will, and I ask God to help us, but I know there's a mind war going on. Critical times require critical thinking. We are in critical times. Critical times. Critical times. And the answer is not sitting behind the desk in Washington. And a lot of people believe that they're your answer. That is not the answer to our problem. No. That's not the answer to our problem. Critical times require critical thinking. Number two, the blood war. There's war going on. Blood is being shed. Blood is being shed everywhere. We just don't hear about it. Christians are being murdered by the dozens. They're being decapitated. They are being destroyed. The blood war. We have to have an empowerment in soul and spirit. There's where your answer is, soul and spirit. There's a time war going on. The reorder of the day. That's why I'm doing this study on kingdom time, because there is a time war going on. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the Bible said it's a high time to work to wake out of sleep, spiritual slumber, time war. Here's the question, the presence of the glory war. Is your lamp stand burning? Is your lamp stand burning? Here's the power war. Who are you in agreement with? Hear me. Who are you in agreement with? Who are you agreeing with? We talked about the power of agreement. Who are you agreeing with? There's a wealth war going on, defining your boundaries. The enemy's trying to strip us of everything. I mean, take us down to just bones. Strip everything from us. Make the people of God destitute. Make us beggars. And that's not the way it should be. And by the way, the Word of God said he's going to turn. Don't get mad at me here. He's going to turn the wealthy, the money of the wealth, to the church. That's right. Church is always struggling. Always struggling. Always struggling. Always struggling. Always struggling. If we had enough money, we would do that. I know, I'm a pastor. I understand. The people don't give because the people have no money. And the reason they have no money is because the money's being stripped from them in the wealth war. It's taken away. Then there's a war of the nations. Will the real ruling nation please rise? Who's in charge of this ruling nation. Well, the United States is. Really? You really think that? This war of the nations going on, and it's getting set up. It's getting set up for the war of the nations at the return of Christ. There's a harvest war going on. So keep praying and keep prophesying. There's a harvest. The harvest is out there. They're everywhere around us. There's a war going on for the souls of your family, my family, and those that we work with and neighbor down the street. There's a real war there that's battling day and night. Day and night. But there has to be a recovery. The strategies, there has to be a strategy linked with restoration. It's time to be delivered and receive a fresh start. It is. It is. It is. Why can't the Christians be whole? Let me ask you that. Why can't the Christians be whole? Why can't we? Or can we? Can we really be whole? 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says we can. We can. We can. We can be totally 100% whole. And I've said it a lot of times. I'll probably say it a lot more. Fragmentation in the body of Christ. We're scattered. We're scattered. You know, you ever been to a place that has butterflies? While we're up in, Columbus, Ohio. This was so much fun. We went to a museum. My son lives there. We went to the museum up there, beautiful museum. Had a great, great half a day up there. And they have a butterfly exhibit. And that was so much fun. They have a guard at the door. You guard and butterflies. Think about that. They have a guard at the door. They weren't armed, but they were eye set. Yeah, I look at you. And they had a screen room. And the guard would look behind her, open the door, and let you in and shut the door behind you in this room. And then a light would go on, and you'd open that door, and they'd close the door behind you. Click! And you're in the world of butterflies. That was so fantastic. I had my camera with me. And that was so much fun. Those butterflies were flying everywhere. That had all set up the humidity. It was cold outside. Or it's warm outside, and the humidity's perfect. And you walk through this area, and those butterflies with those multicolors, and they come and they land on you. And that was fun. I mean, they land on your head. They land on your shoulder. You could put your arm out. One would land on your arm. You put your finger out. One would land on your finger. It was fun. And I took some beautiful pictures with the colors of butterflies. And they have it where you walk through like this garden, and you come to a group of butterflies, and they would scatter. They'd go, and they would just explode off the branch they're on, and they would just make a cloud in that wonderful place, and they would fly everywhere. No two would fly together. They'd just go, and that was a fun hour. I spent an hour in there. That was so much fun, and they'd land in the multicolor. Well, I'm trying to get a point to you. I'm trying to get a point to you that we're scattered, just like those butterflies. We're flying everywhere. We're flying here. We're flying there. And we don't have wholeness. We fly over there, and over there is one butterfly. And we try to, you know, and over there. There's no wholeness. How many Christians are really whole? I'm waiting for the answer. In spirit, soul, and body. How many Christians can say that their spirit is 100% whole? How many Christians can say their soul is 100% whole? How many Christians can say their body is 100% whole? How many do you know can say that? Oh, yeah, I'm totally physically well. Oh, yeah, my spirit is okay. I'm not depressed. I'm not worn down. My spirit is just like the butterfly, just my soul is no longer bound. I'm free. No chains, no fear, no problems. Be whole. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in detail.